From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Now we have a holiday story about one man's lost love, a transatlantic journey, and a miracle of sorts. It's from commentator and guitarist Chris Butler.
Let's hear that guitar again. That's the intro to Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses, the band I was in back in the early 80s. And that's me playing that guitar line. This holiday season, it'll be 25 years since the song was first recorded and released. The guitar I'm playing on this song is a 1960s-era baby blue, teardrop-shaped Vox Mark VI electric guitar. And that's the last time I recorded anything with it.
Until now! You see, I sold the guitar back in 1987. And this is the story of how I got it back, or how I think I got my guitar back.
There is an unwritten rule among musicians that you don't sell your gear. Of course, that rule bumps up against the reality of needing money. Or maybe the issue isn't money, but instead you've hit that frustration point where the rock and roll dream is over and you just want out. Well, I'd hit that frustration point in 87, and against the unwritten rule, I loaded all my guitars and amps into my low self-esteem mobile, drove to a used instrument shop in Manhattan run by my friends Peter and Chris, and asked them that horrible question, "What can you give me for all this stuff?" Almost immediately, seller's regret. Especially for that Vox guitar. Let's call it Baby Blue from now on. You might remember seeing the name Vox, V-O-X, on the amplifiers lining the back of the stage of almost every British invasion band of the 60s. You know, like these guys. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And these guys use Vox equipment. And these guys. But especially this guy. That's Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, playing the original prototype teardrop-shaped guitar. The image of Jones with that guitar was so visually striking and such good advertising that Vox put the guitar into production. The first 10 or so, all of them painted white, were handmade in England and are rare collector's items. But the mass-produced versions were built by a company called Echo in Recanati, Italy. My guitar, of course, was one of the Italian ones. I think I paid my pal Randy $75 for it, which was fair, because it was not the world's greatest instrument. The pickups were weak and tinny.
Which means they sounded like this, like cheap toy microphones.
And the neck was like a baseball bat, but it was something I could use to give myself a little stage presence. Lord knows I needed all the help I could get in that area. Until the Waitresses fell apart and I didn't need stage presence. I didn't need the guitar. In fact, I didn't need anything to do with the music business. But I stayed friends with Peter and Chris from the instrument shop, and so I was able to keep track of Baby Blue's whereabouts. The guitar ended up in Brussels, Belgium, and it really began to eat at me that I had parted with it under such depressing circumstances. Then, one day, Peter told me that Christine Maas, the Belgian woman who had bought the guitar, wanted to sell it. But not to just anyone, only to someone who would appreciate the guitar's specialness.
Me!
So on a cold and rainy New York City autumn day, I'm off to Northern Europe to reclaim my cool blue guitar. Wait, not so fast. There's one major twist to this story. Just before I left, I checked in with Peter to confirm Christine's contact information, and he let it slip that there had been two baby blue Vox guitars at the shop the day she bought one.
One of them was yours.
How rare is a blue Vox guitar?
Well, I've seen two of them.
But I've got my ticket, so I'm going to go anyway. Actually, I flew.
First airplane trip out of the country. Post 9/11, right now, we're at 38,000 feet. and I finally figured out why I'm doing this. It's my guitar.
7 hours later, jet-lagged and badly in need of a shower, I was sitting in a Belgian bistro across from Baby Blue's current owner.
Yeah, I was really into Fox guitars because I thought they were looking cool.
Was it love at first sight?
Yes. Absolutely.
Last night when I couldn't sleep, jet lag at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to think, what do I really remember? Like, where were the marks, or what was the number, or what about it would give it away? And I couldn't think of anything. It's very interesting if this is not my guitar.
We'll see. And perhaps you will never know also.
The walk back to Christine's apartment took us through Brussels' beautiful Grand Place, the square in the city center that's lined with 16th century guild houses. But I barely saw them. All I could think about was how ridiculous this quest was. Was this the same guitar I'd sold almost 20 years ago?
This is the moment, huh?
This is the moment. And I'm sitting at a table with my, not my yet, but with a Vox guitar case that has the requisite sensuous, beautiful, warm lines, yeah. Nice lines.
Mm-hmm. Light tension in the air.
Well, are you ready?
Ready.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm looking at a Baby Blue Vox Teardrop Mark VI with a tremolo bar. And I have no idea whether or not this is my guitar.
But I bought it anyway, and then it was back to the Brussels airport for the 8-hour flight home. 8 hours of buyer's regret this time. I'd wanted my guitar back, but was the guitar sitting in the plane's cargo hold it, or my guitar's evil twin? I needed a miracle. And got one. Because as every international traveler knows, you have to clear customs on your return. When a customs agent asked me,
Do you have anything to declare?
I showed him the guitar and the receipt for its purchase and got charged $43.67 import duty. After all my doubts, the guitar's identity question was finally settled, just like in the movie Miracle on 34th Street, because by paying that duty, the United States Customs Service,
a branch of the federal government,
had determined Baby Blue to be my guitar.
Merry Christmas, but I couldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, couldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas.
Chris Butler was the guitarist and leader of the band The Waitresses, famous for, among other songs, Christmas Wrapping, which we're listening to right now. He's currently working on a new solo album. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.